We are privileged to bring to you another series of spiritual conferences given by Father John A. Hardin, S.J., professor at the Jesuit School of Theology in Chicago and at St. John's University in New York. Father Hardin is a well-known retreat master, author, and spiritual director. Each conference in this series is separate in itself, and yet together they form a complete retreat, the overall theme being sacrifice and love. The heart of all spirituality is sacrifice, and a spiritual life not built on sacrifice is building on sand. In the following conference, Father Hardin speaks on the subject, Christ in the Eucharist, Presence and Reality. Father Hardin.
I would like to address myself to another aspect of the priesthood, namely the priest's faith in the Eucharist. And address myself to the specific aspect of the subject by reflecting prayerfully on Christ in the Eucharist. Presence and reality. It is perhaps remarkable that we should be addressing ourselves to what must seem like a strange title, Christ in the Eucharist, Presence and Reality. One reason the subject may seem strange is that most Catholics, including priests, are not accustomed to separate the two words presence and reality when they speak of the Blessed Sacrament. We commonly and correctly say that we believe in the real presence and seldom give the matter a second thought. But today is not even yesterday, and it is certainly not 10 years ago, when Pope Paul VI published his now historic encyclical, Mysterium Fidei, on the real presence. The Pope reminded us, and especially priests, that there is a crisis of faith regarding the Eucharist, and that Catholics had better awaken to the fact. Otherwise, they are liable to be swept off their feet by subtle theology, and their faith in the Eucharist will be weakened, including the faith of priests, if not destroyed, by the current assaults on this cardinal mystery of our faith. Somewhere near the center of the theological controversy about which the Pope warned us is precisely the question that no Catholic should raise. Namely, is the Holy Eucharist presence or reality? Or is it, as the Church teaches, presence and reality? There is more at stake here than meets the eye. I mean, the eye of the mind. My purpose in this conference will be to defend the following statement. The Holy Eucharist is Jesus Christ, who is in the Blessed Sacrament both as reality and as presence. He is in the Eucharist as reality because the Eucharist is Jesus. He is in the Eucharist as presence because through the Eucharist He affects us and we are in contact with Him, always depending on our faith and devotion to the Savior living really in our midst. So much for the introduction. The Eucharist as reality. There have been, before modern times, two major crises of faith about the real presence in Catholic history. The first crisis occurred in the early Middle Ages, when theological speculators, it's always theological speculators, mainly in France, raised doubts about the reality of Christ in the Blessed Sacrament. This first crisis reached a peak in the person of one Berengarius of Tours, who died, for the record, in 1088 A.D. Berengarius denied the possibility of substantial change in the elements of bread and wine, and refused to admit that the body of Christ exists corporeally on the altar. His argument was that Christ cannot be brought down from heaven before the last judgment. He held that Christ's body, which exists only in heaven, is effective for humanity through its sacramental counterpart or type, and that Christ therefore is not really in the Eucharist, except, as he said, ideally or symbolically. Pope Gregory VII ordered Berengarius to subscribe to a profession of faith that has become the cornerstone of Catholic Eucharistic piety. I don't often recommend memorizing things. I recommend memorizing this profession of faith. It was the Church's first definitive statement of what had always been believed, but not always so clearly understood. It is a declaration of faith in the Eucharist as unquestionable and objective and unqualified reality. I quote the profession of faith. I believe in my heart and openly profess that the bread and wine placed upon the altar are, by the mystery of the sacred prayer and the words of the Redeemer, substantially changed into the true and life-giving flesh and blood of Jesus Christ, our Lord, and that after the consecration, there is present the true body of Christ, which was born of the Virgin and offered up for the salvation of the world, hung on the cross and now sits at the right hand of the Father, and that there is present the true blood of Christ, which flowed from his side. They are present not only by means of a sign and of the efficacy of the sacrament, but also in the very reality and truth of their nature and substance. Unquote. The Pope. Words could not be clearer. If reality means actuality, and if actuality means objectivity, then the Catholic faith believes that the Christ who is in the Eucharist is the Christ of history, the one who was conceived at Nazareth, born at Bethlehem, died and rose from the dead at Jerusalem, and is now seated at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. It is the same Christ who will call us when we pass out of time into eternity. It is the Christ who will appear at the end of the world to judge the living and the dead. It is the Christ who is the Omega of the universe and the goal of human destiny. That was the first crisis. Five centuries after Berengarius arose the second great crisis of faith in the Eucharist, at the time of the Protestant Reformation. Again, much the same objections were raised and theories disseminated as in the Berengarian controversy a half a millennium before. And once again the Church countered, this time through the Council of Trent, to revindicate the reality of the Christ who is in the Blessed Sacrament. The Tridentine profession of faith is not unlike that required of Berengarius 500 years earlier. The Holy Council teaches, declared Trent, and openly and straightforwardly professes that in the Blessed Sacrament of the Holy Eucharist, after the consecration of the bread and wine, our Lord Jesus Christ, true God and true man, is truly, really, and substantially contained under the perceptible species of bread and wine. But then Trent added, with characteristic vigor, that this is the plain meaning of Christ's words, when at the Last Supper he said, "This is my body, this is the chalice of my blood." Consequently, the faithful were told, how I like this strong language. I quote, "It is an infamy that contentious evil men should distort these words into fanciful, imaginary figures of speech that deny the truth about the body and blood of Christ, contrary to the universal understanding of the Church." The reality of Christ in the Eucharist consequently, is no figure of speech. It is no fanciful rhetoric. It is, in the clearest word that can be expressed, Jesus Christ. It is the incarnation extended into space and time. It is literally the Emmanuel made flesh, the God-man who is here and now. And both terms are essential, here and now, living in our midst. It is not only, therefore, that Christ lived then, 1900 years ago, and there in Palestine. He is here now. Four centuries after the Council of Trent, the Church is now in another crisis of Eucharistic faith. And we better know it. This is the real crisis in the Catholic priesthood. All others are secondary to this one. As I know, this is my 25th year of teaching priests. Palpable evidence of such a crisis is seen in the practical disappearance in so many dioceses of the 40 hours devotion, the corresponding disappearance of benediction of the Blessed Sacrament. I hesitate stressing how often I plan for benediction, but could find no monstrance. The complete revision of constitutions of once flourishing contemplative religious institutes that specialize in worship of the Blessed Sacrament on the altar. The widespread neglect of showing any of the customary signs of reverence to Christ's real presence in the tabernacle. The removal of the tabernacle in churches to some obscure, an unobtrusive place where the real presence is isolated from even possible devotion by the faithful. The mounting literature in still nominally Catholic circles that seldom touches on the real presence, or that explains it in a way congenial to those who do not believe in Christ corporeal presence in the Eucharist, and is totally incompatible with the historic faith of Catholicism. The dissemination of religious education textbooks and teachers' manuals and study guides that may make an apologetic mention of the physical presence of Christ in the Blessed Sacrament, but that leave the distinct impression that this presence is peripheral to Catholic faith and practice, and is certainly not the fundamental mystery of the Church founded by Christ. Oh, seldom adverted to, part of this same crisis about the real peasants is the contemporary de-sacramentalization of the Catholic priesthood. Priests are said to be essentially preachers of the word, or ministers of the gospel, or organizers of Christian communities, or spokesmen for the poor, or defenders of the oppressed, or social leaders, or political catalysts, or academic scholars, or theological appraisers of the faith of believers. All quotations. So they are, depending on their talents and the circumstances in which they find themselves. But is that all? And is that the primary purpose of the Catholic priesthood? No. The primary meaning of the priesthood is its relationship to the Eucharist. As reality, as sacrament, and as sacrifice. And among these three, primarily as reality, because obviously, unless Christ is really there, we cannot speak about the Blessed Sacrament or the sacrifice of the Mass. It is to make Christ present on earth, really, that Christ instituted his priesthood. Once again, as in previous ages, the Church's magisterium has reaffirmed the real existence of Christ on earth in the Eucharist, but in accents and with nuances that were not called for in previous times. Pope Paul VI, in Mysterium Fidei, was concerned about those who, in spoken and written word, I quote, spread abroad opinions that disturb the faithful and fill their minds with no little confusion about matters of faith. Among these opinions was and is the theory that so redefines the meaning of Christ's real existence in the Eucharist.